6:14.
There's a great show last night on BBC One called One Life.
We're getting into a habit of texting each other whilst we're watching the telly, aren't we?
Now, during this show last night, which was called Tanorexics, about people that tan all the time and are kind of addicted to tanning, whether it's from the sun or from a bottle or in the stand-up or lie-down tanning booth.
Yeah.
You were texting me during the show to say, that's you, that is, and I don't know which one you meant.
Well, it could have been any of them, but that's...
Not the bodybuilder.
No, obviously. I was thinking more of this person. This person and you are the same person.
When the sun goes behind the cliffs, it annoys me, so I take my chair down to the next path.
You do that, don't you?
No.
You do that?
I wouldn't do that.
You do?
Well, I move my chair down to the next step.
To make sure that you're still in the sun. Yeah. Like this.
And if it's still nice at home and the sun isn't in the garden, then I take my chair out and sit by the dustbin.
I have never taken my chair out by a dustbin just to get the sun.
You're never bothered about the surroundings as long as you get the sun.
Yeah. Not by bins.
You would. Yes, you would. Where have you gone on holiday in the past 2 years?
Ibiza, Dubai, Mallorca, yeah. Miami.
Right. All hot places.
We had a holiday in Norway once, didn't we? And I hated it.
That's you. You would never holiday, would you, in Norway?
No way.
In any of Scandinavia.
You're not wrong.
You'd never holiday.
I'm sure it's beautiful, but it's not for me.
I just love to feel the sun on my body.
That is you.
I just love to feel the sun on my body.
I do quite like feeling the sun on my body.
So you admit to some, no, I don't want to, thanks. You admit to some of those, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you don't admit to all of those...
No, but they were really extreme tanning people. That, like, I like a good tan now and again, as you do, as we found out.
Yeah, but this
not
is
like that.
This is more about you. All right, if you don't think you're like her, I think you're more like this person, then.
Are you lonesome
I get ready about 5. Usually have my tea, shower, get my makeup on, sort out what I'm wearing, try about 6 dresses on.
That was someone with the optics inside her house, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And she was 72.
Are you lonesome?
Yeah, admittedly, that is me.
I'm falling in love.
What's more we got for you? I love to go out and enjoy myself and come home on my own.
That's me.
Let my dogs out. I might pour myself another glass of wine, and I call it chilling out. Put my nightie on, and just sit there, just 10 minutes, chill out.
Want some wine? Mummy's wine. Yum, yum.
I said I was through.
That was her feeding her dog wine. Yeah, listen.
Want some wine? Mummy's wine. Yum, yum.
Didn't that be me when I'm 72?
I don't think you'd even waste wine on an animal, would
Scott
you?
Mills. National. Radio 1.
5:21 on the way home.
Did researchers approach you about appearing in that
program? On Tanorexics?
Yeah.
No, they didn't. I'm not as bad as those people.
I'm wondering whether the people got the idea for that just by our conversations over the past year.
Also, can I just say... Don't feed your dog wine. One, it's a waste. Two, it's not going to do the dog any good at all. Now, admittedly, I do have some of the traits of that 72-year-old woman. Yes, I do.
Let me dogs out. I might pour myself another glass of wine.
Yeah.
And I call it chilling out. Yep. Put my nightie on.
No.
Sure.
And just sit there. Just 10 minutes, chill out. Want some wine? Mummy's wine.
Have some of Mummy's wine.
Yum, yum.
I might pour myself another glass of wine at the end of the evening.
Yeah.
I don't put my nightie on.
Okay.
That's kind of more Laura's dad's territory.